Yunta Sukha Sukhanta Aramas Tatatar Chotravaya Sayogi Brahma Nirvanam Brahma Bhuta Adigachati. This is about yoga, man. It's not about bhakti.
This chapter
is called Yoga Sannyas or Yoga Tyagi.
Because this 1 minute, so this is one question in reality that I have.
Third translation. One who finds happiness within,
yes,
who delights within, who is illuminated within, such a yogi establishes self-realization, attains cessation of material existence in Brahman. That's an awaited. You reverse it from mine, that's your reverse of our
idea. This is my speculation. You read?
Oh, you have a perfect, you have a commentary.
This is my speculation.
Singapore already speaks Sanskrit. What class we had, and we were asking a question in English, and she said, I always speak Sanskrit. I got jokers, you know. So her favorite verse is my body, from my. Provides to use and she wrote a commentary on it. what kind of students do I have, you know? Sanskrit part of the Maya body.
This was my question, but it was like more private question anyway.
Okay.
This is how I read this verse, this point.
So you gave it a Manjari Bhav commentary. The verse is only about yoga, about the Parangati of a yogi, Brahma Sayurja Mukti, and how he feels joy, Brahmananda bliss in himself. And he, you know, it's okay. Here's the commentary. It's six, how many point commentary? It's again, long commentary. 6 points and plus more.
No, I don't think.
6 points. 6 point commentary. This is Rasik Bindu Tika. What is happiness is within is doing Masi Seva in Siddhaya. This verse says, what finds happiness within? So our commentary is, you can find happiness within if you're doing Masi Seva in your Siddhaya. It's like Iskai Gita, every verse of Bhagavad Gita says, Chara Krishna. It says, Yukta Yogasya Yukta. It says, to be Krishna conscious. It actually means to be absorbed in yoga. The Prabhupada says that Yoga Yuktasya means to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So she's got the same Bhav. Second point. Active within means because one is doing Masi Seva, this person is a pure consciousness. Three, you should this is to make a point, your notes you should take in non-specific gender. All your gender says he and his. Just say one. I'm editing for it while I'm speaking. You're saying he, you're not a he, by the way. He is doing Maharishi Seva. What is doing Maharishi Seva? The Bhakta, the meditator, the Sadhaka, all these words, no use he or she. So that's everybody. I guess away from the chauvinistic idea of Shastra, you know. Active within, what does that mean? That means because one is doing Maharishi Seva, what is in pure consciousness? Who rejoices within? Because one's heart is happy by pleasing Lord Krishna during Vasi Seva in the room. That's point three. You get the idea what she's always thinking about. It's kind of bottom line, shout out Krishna and be Krishna conscious. Her bottom line, just do Vasi Seva in your room. Every chapter, every book means this. Wow. Here's her fourth point. What does it mean? Illumined within. Illumined. It means what is realized is in there. Fifth point. Actually, it's a perfect mystic. Perfect mystic. It means one is liberated and is supreme. That's kind of weak, that one. You have to work. I have to work on point five. Six. Ultimately, it changes the supreme. That's the verse says. Yoga attains the supreme, which means power of Brahman. Brahman realization, Brahma energy. Her supreme is Radha Krishna's saving according to the first time. Jai Jai Jirani. That's 524. So let's see some other comments. Here's Tika Kar. How do you finish a actually read the Gita was the story comes out. Too much fun. She only read 5 chapters and the story comes there. Sorry, Gurudev. No, it's okay. It's you. Anyway, it's pretty by your commentary. But your commentary is about the verse which the Brahma series, Brahma Yavan. And you covered all the points. Okay.